Right, hello. This is very bizarre, as this is me from 2024, and you're about to see an episode that was recorded in 2021, almost pretty much 3 years ago, which is that's insane. About 3 years ago, I did a podcast with a friend of mine, Amber, called Disney Ranked. Now, in this show, we kind of talked about Disney films and reviewed them, put them on Evergreen Ranking Board, and I kind of realized that there was a selection of episodes that I never got around to kind of posting due to a magnitude of different reasons, but I thought I might as well now post these kind of archives of episodes. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to try and to post them. The future of the show, we still plan to do things, but it's going to be more YouTube based, I think, going forward. But look, we don't really know the plan. We don't really know what we're doing here. But yeah, it kind of fell apart. Just because of the fact of just life, to be honest, because we started it during the pandemic, nothing was going on, so we had all this time, but then life kind of moved and went forward, and we kind of had, there's a big time zone between us, so it's very hard to actually find time, and with school and everything, that was kind of the main problem. And there was never like a collapse or fallout or anything like that. We've always remained great friends and always kind of kept in touch and kept doing stuff, but look, I just thought I should share these kind of archives and stuff that we did. So yeah, this first one is about Wally, and I hope you enjoy them. The host, as always, Lyra, and of course, co-host mate is Amber. Welcome back.
Hi, it hasn't been a long time. Wow.
No, I just want to say an amazing achievement. We've done two episodes in a week.
Hey, we haven't even reached the halfway mark on this episode yet. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we've not done this that since August, so round of applause to us. We've now succeeded in January and July. So that's very good. So before we get into this, I'll just quickly shout out my channel, Lewis Epic Content, Mature and Honest. I do, as it says, Epic Content over there. Shout out, of course, also to Ray Rates, Amber's podcast. Do you want to say something
Ray
about
Rates
them?
Movies. Yep. I will be back on there soon. I promise. It's just I'm pretty busy, man.
Yep, and of course I've also got music. I've got a little bit of announcement for you lot. I'm doing an EP. Woo! Music, more music. So yeah, I don't know when it
Yay!
will be out. I'm hoping for like Christmas time. It will have seven songs on there, and Amber features on a couple of them, so that's very exciting. Normally we've got a lot to kind of catch up on, but since it's only been 6 days, so we could get right into this one.
All right.
So in this episode, we're looking at the 2010 Disney live action remake, Alice in Wonderland, starring a girl called Mia with a surname I'm not going to pronounce, Johnny Depp, Anne Hathaway, Helena Bonham Carter, Alan Rickman, Michael Sheen, Matt Lucas, Stephen Fry, and Timothy Spall. This film's directed, of course, by Tim Burton, legendary director in a lot of people's eyes, and yeah, so I think we should start, as always, with how we were first introduced to this movie before we get to the bombshell that is this film.
All right. So,
So I feel like I should go first. In the last episode, you were mentioning that you had a good story. So,
I don't have a good story, but I have a story, so.
okay, mine's never really a story. My life's so unexciting, right? So I was first introduced to this film by its sequel, funny enough, in 2016. I saw the sequel one day when I was bored, and I thought, oh, it was just a bit meh. I had no idea there was this first film, and I heard about it in like early 2018. I was like, what? There was another movie to this, and I watched it, and I remember being quite disappointed as I was expecting a bit more, and I didn't really think about it much. It kind of speared out my memory, but when we were doing started Disney Ranks, and Amber gave me the season two list, this was one that came up. I was like, yes, this is going to make a banging episode. So I've seen it twice since then, as I think we were supposed to do this one earlier on in season two, but shuffling happened and it somehow ended up here. So I recently just watched this less than an hour ago. I finished it, so
Oh,
my thoughts, all I've done like the past hour is just focus on this film. And yeah, so tell us your story then.
All right, so I can't remember when I first saw this movie, but it was around when I was in fourth grade, I believe. And I flippin' loved it. I thought it was great. And I mostly was obsessed with the Mad Hatter for some reason. Johnny Depp's Mad Hatter, I was obsessed with. And I had like the exact hair as him. And so it was really fun. And then I remember the second movie came out and it was Alice through the Looking Glass. We had a whole party. I invited like four or five of my friends and we went to go see Alice through the Looking Glass because I loved it so much. I just loved it. I got like a bunch of souvenirs from it. It was great. And now I don't like it.
If I
I'm
was
just
doing a, if I was doing an episode with fourth grade Amber, this would have been another Wally. But luckily, your opinion is correct now.
Yeah, I rewatched like I kind of took a break on it for a while because then I got into new stuff as it grew up, mostly because of Marvel. Marvel got in the way because I'm obsessed with Marvel. But then I rewatched it in like sixth grade, and I'm like, I like this because it is dumb.
That was me with Descendants, another thing we're doing later on this series. For me with this movie, the big word that comes to mind is disappointment on every level. You have this amazing concept. You bring in Tim Burton as director, this fantastic cast. Everything should work here, but it just doesn't. It's like they've got a sandwich, they've removed all the butter and the blooming fillings, and it's just bread. And it's like, it's all right, you eat it, it's fine, but you're lacking something. That's
Honestly,
what this movie feels like for me.
I beg to differ on the Descendants. I always thought the plot was stupid. Like, it's the stupidest concept you can come up with. Like, the teenage children of the classic Disney villains and heroes. What are
Yeah.
you going to make with this? But I digress. We are talking about Alice in Wonderland.
Descendants is actually our next episode, so save your
All
thought there.
right.
So yeah, this film's just so disappointing. I it's 2 hours long and it feels like nothing happened. It's just so dull and lame for me.
Okay, when I first saw it, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was action-packed. I thought all the characters were memorable. I thought, oh my god, there's always something going on. It's so amazing. But then when I rewatched it, not only is there almost never something going on, but the acting is dull. The acting is either way too over the top or way too underreacted. And the visuals, even though they are impressive, the backgrounds for Alice in Wonderland are dull as hell. And like there's nothing memorable about it.
I completely agree. This film feels so like nothing happened. There's no side plot. There's no time for building character. It's just a straightforward, predictable story which has the lamest payoffs and just the dullest characters. It's not awful, but it was so close to being great. The thing is, with something like Kim Possible, you know that's going to be awful, but this. You bring on Tim Burton, it should have been really good. There's so many ways you could have made this work. And people are excited for it. People bought it. It made $1 billion. It's probably the reason they do all these live action remakes now, but it's just so lame. Starting off with the lead character inside of this one, Alice, she is more dull than Aurora in the Maleficent films. She is.
I swear, I have seen sandpaper more entertaining than this performance.
She brings nothing to this role. It's sad that the kid they get for young Alice in the beginning, I find more memorable than the woman who plays her throughout the film. It's such a weak performance.
She's
I do
just.
not care for her journey. I don't care about her slaying this Jabberwocky because there's no reason to care from her.
And here's the thing with Alice. It's like when you remember, think back to the original film, Alice in Wonderland. No, you don't really remember Alice because she's supposed to be that wandering child that gets lost in this wonderland, and the wonderland is what you're supposed to remember. So with this Alice, it's kind of the same thing, except she's more dull, and I've
Yeah.
seen sandpaper more memorable than her.
But the difference is
But the thing
you're
is,
trying to
though,
make a
it's
go
like,
ahead.
sorry, it's just the thing is, though, it's like, I probably would have bought it a bit more if the Wonderland in this world was better. But no, there's nothing that can die out her performance. It's just a bad performance in a bad, dull world.
What would have made her better is that the difference between the child Alice in the Disney classic and this one is in this one they tried to make her this chosen one. She's got to go on this epic quest and she's the champion, but there's nothing to this girl. And it's a real shame. They could have done something with her. But they lose that kind of curiosity and stuff from her. And you don't have that naivety of the young kid discovering Wonderland anymore. And I don't care for her story. I don't care about her marrying this guy. It's just
Not to
so
mention,
dumb.
she is an adult in this world, and she's not even a child anymore, and which makes her performance, which I agree, even more bland, because at least with a child we can understand she is a young 20-year-old woman.
I've never even heard of the actress who plays her, Mia, whatever her name is, because
She's been in some other stuff, and she was better in those stuff. I don't know what they directed her to do in this movie, but
yeah, I don't know if it was maybe the point to make her bland because like she didn't know stuff, but honestly, she's more bland than Captain Marvel.
oh shoot, that's saying something.
Yeah, oh my God, that's a burn right there. I can't believe that. But the issue is, as much as Alice is the problem, I don't really like Johnny Depp's Mad Hatter either. He's all right, but I just there's something there's a disconnect for me with this guy. I don't know why. I just wasn't sold on the performance.
What's weird with me is that the Mad Hatter used to be my favorite character of like all time. I used to be obsessed with everything Mad Hatter. Like I had a costume of him. I played the Mad Hatter in the Wonderland musical I did, and I just loved it. But he, I look back on this performance, it is sometimes it's either way too over the top or just so bland and forgettable and like
Yeah, this guy is not the Mad Hatter, the incredible energy, very happy on birthday guy from the original. He's just, I just don't feel any emotion from him. And in the sequel, just they try to do even more of him, and it's just so bad. Like Johnny Depp is a pretty good actor, of course. He's quite controversial these days, but he's done some good roles. He's very hit or miss for me, though. Some roles I do enjoy, and others I'm don't like, you know, he's quite inconsistent for me. But there was something about Johnny Depp's Mad Hatter that just didn't sell me. The kind of visual acting, he wasn't, he was too over the top in scenes, and it was just so weird.
I agree. Honestly, everything in this was either a bit too weird or a bit too dull. It's just, especially the Mad Hatter performance. It's not good.
Yeah, and this film. One thing I really don't like is that they just don't do anything with anyone. They bring on this like guard guy. I don't even know his name. He's with like the Queen of Hearts, and but he could potentially be interesting. But they do nothing with him. They don't build him as a threat, and they keep showing him, but he doesn't ever do anything cool. He's supposed to be like this all villain. It's the same thing with every character in this one. There's potential with so much in this film, but they just. It's just a letdown every time.
Especially with such an amazing cast. Like, let me just go on for an example for the White and Red Queens. The White Queen is played by Anne Hathaway, and the Red Queen is played by Helena Bonham Carter. Both
Yeah, I'm.
amazing
Oh.
actresses. Who can do so much and are so talented. I don't know what they did with them in this movie.
Yeah, to be honest, I feel like Helena Bonham Carter is probably my favorite. She probably gave my favorite performance. I don't mind the Queen of Hearts in this. She's probably my favorite. She's not great, but she's the most memorable performance, I mean, so
Yeah,
this one.
she. Okay, I'll give it this. Helena Bonham Carter tried. She tried with what was given and she did do it, but sometimes it was just way too over the top for me, and it just wasn't
Yeah,
that memorable.
it was not her fault. Compared to Anne Hathaway, who I didn't even know it was Anne Hathaway. It was so like the performance was so off.
Anne Hathaway disappoints me the most because she's such an like at least with Johnny Depp, we expect this type of performance. Like we never know with Johnny Depp whether or not it's gonna be a hit or a miss. Anne Hathaway, it's almost always a hit, even if it's in a bad movie. She's an amazing actress.
I
But I don't know
know.
what they did with her in this movie.
Yeah, it's so disappointing. You've got some other great names in it. You've got freaking Alan Rickman, Snape from Harry Potter in this one, but they just do nothing with him. And this was his he pl his final ever role was his role in the sequel with Absalom, which is devastating because it was a terrible role to end his career on. And you've got Matt Lucas in here as well, a fantastic guy as Tweedledum and Tweedledee, but it's just something off about it. There's just
And there's
it's
so
just
many other characters that you can't even remember. So they're the CGI characters, and there's quite a few CGI characters in this. And man, I barely remember a single one.
Yeah, you've got Stephen Fry's The Cheshire Cat. Like, I heard people praise this performance, but he's so forgettable.
The
I
only thing
keep.
I don't care for the voice acting part of the Cheshire Cat. I will give it this though. The way that the Cheshire Cat moved in this was believable. They did a good job with the CG on the Cheshire Cat,
Yeah.
but the voice acting doesn't back it up.
No, yeah, visually, the Cheshire Cat and most of the characters do look quite good, but
Yeah,
it's just. They're
the
just.
visuals in this, the visuals aren't half bad. It's just that, especially on the backgrounds, they are so dull. And I've been saying the
Yeah.
word dull like 15 times, but like that's the
Yeah.
perfect word to describe this.
There's a reason they call this place Underland, let's just say that. Because it's Underland, what, like underwhelming land, am I right?
Oh yeah, did we mention that the title of this movie is a lie? It's not
Yeah.
Alice, it's adult Alice. It's not Inn, it's a visiting, and it's not Wonderland. In this movie, they call it Underland. That's like
Yeah.
saying underwear. Like, what the hell?
It's just stupid. Anima even made that joke in the underwear thing in one of his reviews. It's just, I don't get it. Why did they call it Underland? That's a change that just doesn't need to be there.
I remember that from a Nostalgia Critic review, honestly.
Yeah, I was gonna watch. I tried to stay away from reviews so they don't sway my opinion, but I did watch the Nostalgia Critic one, and
I
I agree.
always watch Nostalgia Critic. Nostalgia Critic is, I'm just gonna, I guess we're dropping a name, but I don't care. Nostalgia Critic is one of the best YouTube critics out there, and he is so
Yeah, for
funny,
sure.
so smart, and I definitely recommend his channel, Nostalgia Critic or Channel Awesome on YouTube.
Yeah, I've just forgot the White Rabbit is a character.
I forgot the Martell is a character.
I forgot there was a tiny mouse who takes the blimmin', what is it even called? I watched this film an hour ago. What's it? It's the other creature.
I haven't seen the movie in like years. I forgot what it was called.
Oh, what's it called? The Bandersnatch. That's it. You've got
Oh.
that in this movie. The Bandersnatch. It's a cool creature. It's redeemed like in two scenes. It just does nothing.
Wait, and then there's the what? Hold up.
The Bandersnatch.
No, I'm thinking of the mouse.
Oh yeah, whatever her name is.
I thought it started with a D. I'm looking it
The
up.
Dormouse, I think it is. The Dormouse.
That sounds right, but I'm gonna look at it
Yeah.
anyway. No, I guess it was a Dormouse. Why did they
Yeah.
change to Dormouse so much? And I don't even remember. I thought that was an original character.
Oh yeah. No, they did have them in the original, but they gender swapped it and they tried to make it like this little warrior who doesn't like Alice. And the whole I hate the whole she's not the real Alice thing. It's just so dumb.
I didn't even remember that thing.
Yeah, there's so much stuff. This film is 2 hours. There's nothing that happens. It's just, it's hard to like, most episodes we can fill out a 40, like half an hour to 35 minutes, easy talk about the movie, but what, it's just hard with this one. I feel like we need to go more into like the backgrounds and how underwhelming Wonderland is. It's just
Well,
so dull.
okay, something else you need to know about this movie is that it's technically a sequel, meaning that Alice comes back to Wonderland as a fully grown adult, and suddenly you got this whole thing with the White and Red Queen, and there's just so much happening that it's like we don't even know what's going on at this point because it's like
Yeah, but
it's
it sounds more complicated than it is. It's so
exactly.
straightforward. It should be more complicated. When I heard a lot of people complain about the whole like, oh, they've changed Alice in Wonderland so much. It's now this kind of war thing, and it's. I was expecting this to be like a full-on war film with a completely like intense like PG-13 kind of tone, but no, that's not what it was at all. The action
Honestly,
was.
I have no idea why this movie is rated PG because, spoiler alert, there's a decapitated head, a frog getting killed because he screwed something up and he's gonna lose his life and his family, and Alice literally cuts the tongue off of this dragon,
Yeah.
and the mouse stabs the eye out of this beast. And we see it. The camera's right on it. There's no gore, which makes it PG, but.
I can't believe that. Yeah, if like some of the Marvel films have got rated 12, they surely should have got that.
Just
There's so
because there's no gore doesn't make it any less gritty.
are we just gonna ignore that this film was the same rating as Inside Out? For some reason, yeah, this
What's
should
the
have
worst
been.
thing Inside Out had? Curse word? I don't know.
Bing Bong died.
Spoilers, man.
I swear every episode I spoil something. I'm honestly worse than Tom Holland at this point. Yeah, so we were talking about visual, but I want to move on to how lame the action is inside of
Yeah, even though the action can be gritty once in a while, it's still very lame.
Nine times out of ten is just weak. The big final fight is just really stupid. You just have Alice trying to fight this Jabberwocky, and the whole film hypes up to this encounter. This is what it's all about. We see the Jabberwocky, and okay, it looks all right visually, but the fight is over within like 2 minutes, and it's so weak.
Oh my God. Yeah,
But
it's.
I haven't mentioned the worst thing, right? So they win.
I know what you're gonna say.
The Red Queen and the bloomin' guard guy get sent off, and then out of nowhere, dance party. Why?
Well, there's
Why in
technically
the
not a
name?
dance party. It's like they talked about like this dance move that the Hatter does, but just like, no, he's never gonna do it again. And then suddenly he doesn't. It's like this big thing, and it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
What in the name of the Mad Hatter's hat was that blooming scene? It's just a tone killer. You just have two people, you know. There was attempted murder in the previous scene, and then you go to this.
Also, I'm absolutely done with movies and stories with how it's a when it stars a woman and the character is, oh, you need to be more womanlike, but the lady's like, no, I don't want to be. And at the end, she just goes, I don't have to be ladylike because I'm me and
Oh.
I'm perfect. And I'm literally just like, this is not an issue that people can relate to anymore.
Oh, it's just the 2010 even, it just wasn't good enough. I just don't care for any of the in real life stuff in this film with Alice trying to marry this like Poundland Hucks or whatever. I just don't care. And then like she won't marry him, skip this super totally inspiring speech, and it's just lame.
It is that lame is a really good word to put it. It's just
Yeah,
lame and
there's so much.
disappointing.
Yeah, but I originally weren't we gonna do like both the Alice films in one, I think, at one point. But Alice Through the Looking Glass is a whole other episode to itself. Oh my God, I've been negative about this movie, but just wait till we get there. That's a season three episode. That's
Yeah.
like that's a, that's something that could be down there with Kim Possible. But the worst part for me is that the director is Tim Burton. Why? Why is it bad? It shouldn't be bad.
Honestly, if you want an idea, Tim Burton is the guy who made freaking I can't even think anymore, but he
Nightmare
made the
Before
original
Christmas.
Batman, Big Fish, Sweeney Todd, Frankenweenie, Edward Scissorhands, all these amazing movies. And also, I'll give you an example that you might know, Nightmare Before Christmas, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Lame.
Oh, it's one of the worst films in his catalogue. Of course, every director has a few kind of bad ones, but oh,
Oh,
this
and
was.
Beetlejuice he made. And he made Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
How could I forget
Beetlejuice.
that?
What a classic. Yeah, he has so many classics under his name, and this. It's like blooming Jon Favreau, Iron Man, The
It's like,
Mandalorian, and an Elf,
I
and
don't know
all of this
what
stuff,
these
but.
Disney live action remakes do because Jon Favreau can go from Iron Man and Mandalorian to flipping Lion King remake, and Tim Burton can go from Beetlejuice and original Batman to freaking Alice in Wonderland remake.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. And I've been a defender of these live action remakes. I genuinely think that Beauty and the Beast is a guilty pleasure of mine, but I genuinely think that Aladdin, Jungle Book and Cinderella are actually good films, but this is one of the top remakes, but it's not even that good. Just shows how bad these remakes are.
Okay, but in the end, though, Alice in Wonderland has a. It's not completely terrible. Alice in
Yeah.
Wonderland, some actors are trying. It's not everyone is
Yeah,
like the
I think
lead.
we need to give some positive. Some
Yeah.
of the CGI is very good
Some
compared
of the
to like a
CGI, especially for example, the ones when it's practical effects, they're great. Like when Alice was turning big and small in that tiny room, that was
Yeah.
really good.
Yeah, I was really curious how they kind of do that.
Oh, I watched the whole behind the scenes. They literally made different rooms. What they made a room that was so small that it cramped Alice, and they made a room that was so huge, she was so tiny.
Yeah, you see, stuff like that is what Tim Burton does, you know what I mean? But all the effort just for this film. And I will say, I do like the designs of a lot of the characters. Minus the Mad Hatter, I'm not a big fan of his whole attire inside of this one. But everyone else looks quite good.
The Mad Hatter had a distinct style, though.
Yeah, to be fair. And, like, of course, they don't look like the original, but they do a good job. And there
Yeah.
were a few jokes here and then that were all right. Johnny Depp will have a good moment every once in a while, but as a whole, the big package just isn't good.
Yeah, it's just not a good movie.
Yeah, and it's a problem because this film, like I might sound like a broken record, but this could have been a top 10 film in the big rank four, but it's probably going to land in the bottom 10, and that sucks for me because I really wanted to like this film back in 2018 when I first heard of it. I thought this film was kind of great and the sequel was bad, but no, this film's only like slightly better than the sequel, to be honest. Although the sequel's like a 2 out of 10. This one's like a 5 or something like that.
Yeah, it's just not good.
Yeah, normally with reviews we can go for like 35 minutes just talking about, you know, the film, but we've kind of covered it all the bases. Is there anything else with the film?
I don't think so, no. I have nothing
No.
else to say about it. I used to love these movies, and I love the Mad Hatter so much, but they're just not my cup of tea anymore. It's not good.
No, these films just ha this film hasn't aged well at all. Like, I feel, but the big thing, a big thing, was it made $1 billion, and that was kind of massive back then. It was one of the first kind of Disney films to do that. Oh, there was like Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
What
That.
was it? I think it was the first. I know Toy Story 3 did, but.
Oh no. Yeah, it was the first movie to make over $1 billion, but like that's not really saying much. I mean,
In 2020, they had like 7 who reached that club.
yeah, it's really nothing to be proud of
The
anymore.
thing is, imagine if Alice in Wonderland 2010 flopped.
Then we
Maybe
wouldn't have
we
all these
wouldn't
stupid
have.
kids.
It's all your fault, Tim Burton.
But here's something interesting about it, though. The reason with remakes is that the creators didn't know, because Alice in Wonderland brought in a huge amount of cash, but they didn't know if it was good because it was really close to the original, because it was really close to the original, or because it was so different from the original. See, like there's so much, like for example, this movie is not close to the original whatsoever. It's like a whole different story, but it is still same the same characters. So they didn't know what the audience liked more. So then they tried again with like Peach Dragon, which was a flop. But then they tried again with Jungle Book, which was also kind of hit or miss, and the people liked that again. But then they just started doing like Aladdin and such, when it was basically the same exact story, the same exact verse, like Beauty and the Beast and Lion King for a big example. But then they tried
Yeah.
Mulan, which was so different, and that didn't really work. So they really, if they're gonna keep on doing these remakes, they have to stick it in the
Okay.
middle.
Mulan was different because they took away all the good stuff and made it bland, but that's a story for another
Exactly,
day.
and it flopped. What a surprise.
Yeah, this film is probably the best of the attempts at being different from the live action remake. So it's not saying much. The only other ones are like Maleficent and Mulan, but I think I think the big question when we get to the Big Hunt Ball is, can it beat Maleficent? And they're pretty equal. They both have stuff I like, but they both have stuff that I really don't like and find annoying.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're going over the same beats over and over again. So I think we should go on to final thoughts and then go into some other stuff.
All right.
So overall, Amber, what are your final thoughts on Alice in Wonderland 2000?
Man, was this a disappointment and a mess. I used to love this movie. Now I can't stand this movie. And I do not want to watch it anytime in the future. And I wouldn't recommend it.
Alice in Wonderland 2010 is a disappointment. A film that could have had so much with a prominent cast and a very good director, but falls short with bland performances, a very unimaginative world, and just a pretty weak story and not great action at times. There are a few good things, like a few performances are quite good. I do like the costumes and some of the effects, like the practical effects, are good, but overall, it's a disappointing kind of 4.5 to 5 out of 10 for me.
Mm-hmm. And that's being generous.
Yeah, that really is. So now I think it's time we move on to the Rotten Tomatoes predictions. Do you know the score for this one?
I do, yep.
Of course you do. She is basically the assistant of Rotten Tomatoes. It's where they pay her to remember all the scores.
I know. I don't know how I remember it. I know.
Yeah, but my guess is that I reckon it's fresh. I think enough critics appreciate it. They probably up their floor. I think it's just over being fresh. So I'm going to say 62.
You're a little off. They actually didn't like this movie coming out. It's a 51.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I was expecting it to be a bit higher.
No, people...
I reckon the audience is in the 60s.
The audience, okay, it's really not what you might think. So the audience kind of liked it a bit more than the critics because they were like, wow, this is amazing. So, I don't like myself. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. But the people actually weren't that dumb either. So, like, it's only a 55 in the audience.
Okay, so... do we look at some stupid reviews of, like, people saying this is an amazing film and stuff?
Let me find it.
This is my favourite segment where Amber finds the most ridiculous reviews. We have the famous Wally review that was too much wool, not enoughy, or whatever. Or
there was I the reckon famous... it's going to be straight down the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look at 5-star reviews. But all these 5-star reviews are like, okay.
Let's see what you can find.
Oh my god. Honestly, this person kind of defines what I thought in the beginning of the movie when I first saw it. So just imagine little me saying this, because this is exactly how I picture this movie. Ooh, this movie gave me the creeps, but in a pretty awesome way. I love the dark, edgy theme, plot, character design, set design, and pretty much everything else. Great soundtrack, very emotional, visual effects are amazing, Mad Hatter actually looks amazing, and Donnie Depp perfectly fits his role amazing. This is a definite 10 out of 10. Better than the second movie. Okay, that's true.
Okay, well, there's parts of that I do agree on. The set design is quite good, and I didn't even talk about the soundtrack, but I don't hate it, so...
But it's him.
But saying that... But saying
the set design's going to be good.
But saying that it's very emotional. What emotion? have you seen, I don't know, Toy Story 3?
Honestly,
if you think this is emotional, watch the ending of Inside Out. Watch Blimmin' Hamilton, for God's sake, if you want emotional. I had someone that made me laugh more than it made me cry. I didn't cry at all.
Oh my god.
What was supposed to be emotional? Oh no, the Mad Hatter's going to get executed. Of course Lewis. He's not.
Lewis, this reviewer is from another person named Lewis.
Oh, it's not me, I swear.
I loved this movie. It had just a right of comedy, action, and drama to make it great. Johnny Depp makes it even better. Lewis, how could you, man?
I didn't. It wasn't me.
Did you just lie this entire review, man?
Well, I'm gonna put something in a reverse cons. I love this film. It's better than Hamilton. No, obviously not. That wasn't me. Of course not.
I don't know
the
what to believe
comedy.
anymore.
Jesus. Jesus. There's a lot of Lewis's in the world, just to let you
All right.
know.
So,
So,
is it news segment or ranking time?
we tend to do news first, so we'll
I
spend a
always
bit.
forget. I don't know why.
This is going to be a shorter episode then, so let's get on to Disney news. What is your favorite news in the world of Disney, somewhat related to this?
All right, all right, all right. So, Little Mermaid is coming. It's going to be the newest Disney live action remake, and it'll be coming out next year, probably on Disney Plus, but we don't know yet. And it has a pretty impressive cast. What makes The Little Mermaid so, I guess, headstrong is that they're casting an African American woman as Ariel, which I don't think is that impressive because this isn't the first time we've seen this. But it is cool that they are casting a princess as a black woman,
Yeah, I
so.
remember there was like backlash for this, and it's like, be quiet, like.
Yeah, it has a very impressive cast though. Like Scuttle, who is the seagull, is played by Awkwafina. Don't know if you know her. She was the voice of Sisu in Raya and the Last Dragon.
I do know
And she was also in Crazy Rich Asians and whatever.
I'm somewhat cultured.
It stars Jacob Tremblay, who will be Flounder. He was the voice of Luca.
Yeah, and
And
he's been in a lot of stuff, yeah.
he was in Wonder as Augie, and he was in Good Boys, and he's such a
Yeah,
good actor.
and Room as well.
I can't believe he's still a child, man. It stars one of my favorite comedy actresses, Melissa McCarthy, as Ursula. And
Great,
I
but
don't know if you know her.
we haven't even got to the best one yet.
And then it stars the amazing, the wonderful, the one of a kind, the impressive, amazing David Diggs as Sebastian. The most
Yes.
perfect casting choice you could ever make as a casting director.
Oh yeah. I don't know who's directing this one, but amazing decision. David Diggs. He's got to be. I can't wait for the David Diggs Under the Sea. They better have songs in this, because it's gonna be fantastic, you know.
If they remove the songs, they remove their money.
David Diggs, what a man. And you've got some, you know, everyone in that cast sounds great, you know. Melissa McCarthy especially, and Jacob Tremblay. And you couldn't have really casted better people. This is hopefully to be one of the better remakes up there with like Aladdin and Jungle Book and
I
Cinderella for
have it
me.
on a high scale. I'm expecting greatness. You have Davy Diggs. Don't let me down.
But remember, Alice in Wonderland has a great cast, and we will
Honestly,
know
I
that
will
one
never
too.
blame Davy Diggs. Even if this movie turns out terrible, Davy Diggs will be the only saving grace of it.
Bit like Jonathan Groff in Frozen 2.
Exactly.
Now,
And it.
before we get into this, I've just got to do it. Mad Hatter, I know I criticize his dance move, but it's better than the dance in Enchanted.
And then another quick update on Cruella, another live action remake that just came out.
I've
I
not
quite
seen it
enjoyed
yet.
it. I quite enjoyed it. It's actually making really good profit. The budget was 100 million. It's making 255.2 million. Unfortunately, it probably would have made over a billion if it was in when COVID wasn't a thing. But 225, not horrible.
Yeah, compared to, you know, how Mulan did, that's so much better.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good for Cruella. I hope to see it. I've heard it's pretty decent, but there's some big problems in the third act and stuff.
There are some problems. I already saw it. I quite enjoyed it, but I did text Lewis my issues with it, so.
Yeah, I'll see it when it's free. Hopefully I should be seeing Black Widow as well in the cinema, just so that
You
you know.
still haven't seen Black Widow?
No, I've not had a chance, but I want to see it as my first cinema film since Rise of Skywalker.
In December 2019, folks. Think about that.
Yeah, that is madness. I need to get back. Hopefully next week, because.
All right, all right.
Yeah. So is it big rank board time, or have we got more
I
news?
think it is because I want dinner, man. I'm hungry.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm fine. It's fine.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big Ranked Ball. This segment show, we take the film we just reviewed, Alice in Wonderland 2010, and compare it to the other movies that we've done so far. We've got, I believe, 28 films, and we're going to be getting to our top 30 soon, and next time we'll be putting 3 films on there. So, starting from the bottom, this is a difficult question, to be honest. Is it better than the Kim Possible remake?
I think so, but just by a hair.
The Marcher. Right, A Wrinkle in Time.
Yes.
Lion King 2019.
Absolutely.
Maleficent 2.
I'm going to have to say yes. I'm going to have to say
Maleficent.
Yes. Ooh, that's a hard one.
Is it better than High School Musical? That's difficult for me. Up next is Teen Beach and then Captain Marvel. I don't think it beats Captain Marvel.
Oh, it doesn't beat Captain Marvel. I also don't think it beats Teen Beach, because at least Teen Beach knew yeah, what it was.
We were quite nice about Teen Beach, to be honest. I'd put it in between Teen Beach and High School Musical.
I do that. I'm okay with that, yes.
So we've finally broken up those two. So, disappointing placement. That is actually the lowest place in film of season 2 so far, so...
We finally reviewed a bad movie.
Remember, one of the films on our list is called Something Worse Than Kim Possible. We still don't know what that is. That gets me every time I see it. Do I just like make some crap movie or something? Can we just say it's worse than Kim Possible? Because I don't think we're going to find a film worse than it.
I don't know, man. Maybe the next time Disney Channel makes another movie.
Yeah, maybe that, whatever it was, that been in the second born society or whatever it was.
I don't even care at this point.
All right, so I think it's wrapped up tight. Now, next time, it's going to be a very exciting one as we are going deep into the world of Descendants singing and clapping and all of that shizzle, you know. I mean, we're going to be doing a song ranking as well, so it should be like a long one.
Didn't I just say let's do good movies and now we're going to do Descendants?
But after that, you'll be happy to know we're doing Ant-Man and then a Goofy movie, so...
All right, fine.
So yeah, like I said, I'm going to check out Ray Rape. Hopefully I'm going to do more episodes on that soon.
Hopefully I'll do more episodes on that too.
Yeah.
I'm going out of state tomorrow, meaning that I'm gonna wake up at 3:30 in the morning. Yay.
That sounds exciting, but the funny thing is that Wally and Princess and the Frog have not been released yet, so by the time this is out, you probably would have been back.
Yeah.
I'm just negotiating deals with the editor and trying to send stuff over. It's been a nightmare, but you know, it's better than me having to edit it, so So anyway, yeah, as I was saying, check out Lewis at the Content with Sean. I also got an EP coming, hopefully by the end of the year. It's going to be very exciting. But yeah, I'm Lewis and this is Disney Rant. Goodbye.